Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks, Anne. Now into my introduction. Just a little background in the beginning. Since the discovery of the insecticidal properties of Bt, Bacillus thuringiensis, there has been a lot of discussion and research on genetically modified organisms, and the discussion has always been really polarized. If you could go through these quotes there, one side tells about the potential catastrophe GMOs could bring, and while the other side tells what all advantages GMOs could bring and what all we could enjoy. All said and done, we have at least two group of organisms here. The first set, the crops, soybean, cotton, canola, and corn, which have been grown for at least 12 years, the acreage of which has been increasing for the last 12 years. And then we have insects in line, honeybee, silkworm, mosquitoes, pink bollworm, medfly, and many others in queue, waiting for field releases and later for use. Genetically modified crops, what are their negative points? Some of them which are still in theory are the genetic pollution they can bring, maybe through the vertical movement of genes or the horizontal movement of genes, whether they could injure non-human animal species, the creation of super weeds or super stronger viruses. As we are creating stronger plants, the same could happen with weeds and viruses. Crop resistant pests, as we are creating pests which are resistant to crops. And then harming non-target species, an example which was the monarch butterflies, the lethality of the pollen to monarch butterflies. And what are the potential advantages GM crops bring? Resistance to insects, resistance to herbicides, viruses, which in the long run brings increase of farm income. Currently, the regulatory mechanisms are standardized by the World Health Organization and Food and Agriculture Organization, and these are enforced by the Food and Drug Administration, USDA, and EPA. Single-handedly, I would say that this, the pre-market safety review enforced by FDA, the Section 402A of this act, has been keeping us away from the harmful effects of GMOs. And 10 years into GMO crops, what do we have? They show higher farm income and positive impact on the environment. The positive impact on environment has been measured by the environmental impact quotient. This is what the National Research Council's committee came to a conclusion, that the effects of the environment were considered to have greatest potential for long-term impacts. And the taxonomic groups which were of importance were insects and aquatic organisms because of their mobility. With such a background, the questions I guess that would come now are, do we have adequate laws? Do we have long-term field trial data which keeps us safe from the long-term effects the GMOs bring? Are we clear on the jurisdiction of the regulatory bodies on all GMOs? The three regulatory bodies which have, are they clear in their jurisdiction? And in the previous slide which I showed, if the farm income is increased or the environmental protection is there, is it clear or are the methods they have used foolproof? Or is this a mere apprehension that we are just like the apprehension to any new technology, just we don't want to use GMO crops? For this, I would let both these teams allow us to, I'd allow them to help us decide. And over to you. Thanks, guys.